Rays hosting the Red Sox on Friday. Boston would come up with a big top of the third. It's already 2-0. Dustin Pedroia would add the capper as he steps in against Jake Odorizzi.
Figure out, you know, what time you can dedicate to everything.
Here's Dustin Pedroia driving one to left, and it's going to land in the seats. A two-run home run for Dustin Pedroia. And after the Rays imploded on the bases, now they're doing it here on the top of the third. It's a four-run third inning for Boston, and it's 4-0 Red Sox. And then that was on the first go-around. And then in the second go-around, he said he started to get a couple more to the outfield. And he said it was a little nerve-wracking, there's no doubt. And he said, here's a swing and a high drive to left field and deep. Dickerson back to the wall, and this is gone. Jackie Bradley Jr. with his 12th home run of the season, and it's all Boston early. It's 5-0 Red Sox. Knowing that Bradley Jr. is going to have a tough time getting to it, and even if he does, he'll still have time to get back to first base. And once he saw it get by him, he just put his head down and ran hard. So here's Brad Miller, the first pitch to him is rifled to right field. That's a base hit. Mookie Betts over to go get it. Ramos around third. He's rumbling home, and he's going to get in with an RBI single by Brad Miller, and it's a 5-2 game.
Pedroia at third, Moreland at second, Ramirez at first. And this is one dangerous pitch from Odorizzi. Here it is. Walked, wasn't even close. Ball four badly high and away. He's forced in a run. Not only no shutdown inning, but the Red Sox poised for a monster inning. And how much longer can Kevin stay with Jake Odorizzi?
He's not. And Kevin Cash, broken ankle and all, is going to walk out to the mound. Rays down by a handful here and running out of chances as Jumbo Diaz begins to warm. Here's a swing and a drive. Center field and deep. Jackie Bradley Jr. to the wall. Bang! It's off the batter's eye. Home run, Steven Susan Jr. His 17th home run of the season. And the Rays have cut into the deficit. It's now 7-3.
And after a night where he struck out four times, he's been on base three out of four tonight, including circling the bases with his 17th home run. What a shot. They're a tough group, even though they're not winning a whole lot. Here's the 1-2 to Ramirez, driven in the air to deep right field. Sousa Jr. ranging back to the warning track. Up against the wall, it's gone. Home run. He'll score his 1,000th run. He also knocks in his 34th on his 13th homer this season, and it's 8-3 Red Sox.
The Rays dropped the second game of their series with the Red Sox on Friday night. Final score is Boston 8, Tampa Bay 3. After the game, here's Rays manager Kevin Cash.
Well, you know, I really don't know what to say about Odo other than that he just didn't have it for whatever reason. It was kind of strange the way it played out because I thought his first inning of work was maybe about the best his stuff had looked in a while in that first inning and even in the second, but it seemed like we had a quick change of momentum in there in the, I believe, the third inning. We're second and third, no outs. We can't capitalize to get any in, and then before you know it, we're down 4-0. So I got faith in Odo. He'll figure it out. No doubt about that in my mind. Offensively, you know, the big hit eluded us, but it wasn't for lack of effort. I mean, we had guys on base quite a bit. They had Malik Smith positioned perfectly on his ball to right field with Mookie Betts. That would have been nice to get a hit right there. Then Wilson Ramos comes up with hits a bullet down the line. So that was just one of those days. We got behind. We were playing catch up, and that big hit just couldn't come for us.
As far as that bunt play, where would you assign the most blame?
On
the Malik Wilson Ramos.
Yeah, no.
Bunting
is part of Malik Smith's game, and we want it to be. I like the thought, but we got to be able to understand the situation there. Wilson is not going to score on any bunted ball. So I think, you know, it just in an ideal world, you know, if the infield's playing back there and he's trying to do it just for a hit, so be it. But Moreland was in. And Pedroia was kind of halfway in. So even with a ground ball to Pedroia, Wilson's probably not scoring. And I think Wilson recognized the bunt and got kind of caught in no man's land and then followed up with Brad.
So kind of a group effort there.
Yeah, ideally we're not looking to bunt the ball. I mean, you know, part of that's on me too. That he showed bunt the first time, first pitch, got himself in a hitter's count. I probably should have hollered back out there and reminded him, like, we want you swinging right here. I kind of thought that's what he was doing, maybe to draw the corners in and then open, you know, make the field a little bit bigger for him. But, you know, Malik is a young player. He's aggressive. He's trying to make things happen. It just didn't happen for us tonight.
Coach Brad Miller tonight reached base all four times up. How often is he going to be in the lineup as you sort of work him back into that?
He's going to be in the lineup a lot. And, you know, that's probably the brightest spot of the day. Brad's overall, his at-bats. I know, you know, the RBI, the double down line, RBI single, double down line, the walks. He had really solid at-bats. I mean, I think we're all confident that Brad's pretty driven to get back here and kind of join the fun, because this offense has they enjoy working together and putting up those big innings, and Brad's going to be a big part of that.
How much more dangerous is the Red Sox offense with Pedroia when he's really looks like he's starting to get kind of hot?
Yeah, I mean, he just there's no one way to get him out. He makes adjustments constantly. You know, I think Odo struck him out his first at bat, and I'm sure Petey saw a pitch that he was kind of looking for and saying, if he throws it again, I'm going to be ready for it, and he was.
The old saying of momentum is as much as your starting pitcher. I mean, there's a lot of talk about momentum last night.
Yeah.
But then you get behind early today, and it just seems to kind of go away, right?
Yeah, but look, I mean, it never went away in the dugout. I mean, we were constantly putting pressure on their pitcher. And we just didn't find that big hit, but really happy with the way the guys competed, kept putting pressure on them, and know that they'll bounce back and be fine tomorrow.
And Odo had talked about the mechanical adjustments, that he was flying open and going much too much toward first base. It seems like he was a little sharper early on, and then he's noticed him kind of drifting back into that?
I didn't really notice, and to be honest with you, I haven't noticed the mechanical stuff. That's what Hick does on the video and goes back and looks with Jake. So I think it was more or less just an off night for Odo. Just couldn't find him. I mean, when you see the inning that he came out, you know, single and three walks in a row, that's very, very uncharacteristic of Jake.
Jake Odorizzi loses. He's now 5-4, lasting just 4 1/3, allowing 8 hits, 7 runs, walking 3, and striking out 5. And here's his reaction after the game.
Good early, you know, made some positive pitches, good results, and got away from me. Just one of those games. That's a crappy game. I know I've been going not so good, so it stands out a little bit, but you know, I think it's just one of those games where it didn't go my way, but early on I felt better.
You got Pedroia first time around, and Cass seemed to think you might have gotten kind of ambushed by something he was looking for second time around. You get the same feeling?
Just a bad pitch. Bad pitch. Good swing. It's the fact that it's an All-Star break. I just need a restart, get back to, get some time away, get back to throwing the ball, and just have to have a second half like I did last year. I'm kind of looking at your spot right now after a terrible first half last year. It's unfortunate, but I was able to rebound last year, and I just need to go do the same thing going after the All-Star break.
First four innings today, you had no walks. Then the fifth inning, three straight. Did you just sort of get out of whack there, or what was the issue in the fifth inning there?
Just trying to make a good, double play early on, trying to make probably the perfect pitch. Got behind. That's the big thing. Just didn't execute. That's about all I can say about that. Just need to do a better job of executing, and that's kind of first half in a nutshell. Just poor execution and. Opposition was able to take advantage of it, not getting away with anything. So I just need to perform better.
The series continues Saturday afternoon with Rick Porcello taking the hill, Alex Cobb pitching for the Rays.